Yeah, Roger that. I had that, and then I got a quad. In fact, the nephew I was talking about, I bought his quad off him. He blew the sprocket out the back, and he just didn't care. And one day I knew he was broke. I asked him. I said, "Are you broke?" "Yeah." I said, "I'll give you $20 for your quad." He said, "Okay." So I gave him $20. And I bought a sprocket. I went to FedEx, bought a sprocket for it, and I had it running. I liked it. It was a 185 Suzuki. Nothing special. Full start. It wasn't automatic, though. Reverse didn't work. On them Suzukis, with them reverse T, with them T's on the transmission, them T levers that you pull up for reverse, I ain't found a Suzuki yet that reverse worked on them. I don't know if people were jacking up reverse on them, but it reverse didn't work. It would work sometimes, then most times it wouldn't work, but it didn't matter. But my Honda was my horse. That sucker there, man, that was my baby. I missed that thing so much. But I could tell you stories about me and that thing, man. All kinds of stories. I ain't going to go into out here, but yeah. And like I said, I talked to the guy that I gave it to, my buddy Rick. Just the other day, I asked him, I said, "What'd you do with that Honda?" And he said, "Oh, it's still running. We still ride it around the yard and everything." And I'm like, "Man, that thing still runs." And he goes, "Yeah, it starts right up and does what it does." And I'm like, "Cool."